Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
What are the six kinds of dreams that you have to be sensitive to? Because we're talking about sensitivity and revelation. What are the six kinds of dreams you must be very sensitive to? The first one is what we call vivid dreams. A dream that while it was going on, you were sure you were awake. It's so clear, so real. In fact, all the people, the dressing they were wearing, the place where it happened, you can actually wake up and point at the place. That's a vivid dream. Please, whenever you have a very remarkable vivid dream, write it down. Don't joke about it. Be sensitive to vivid dreams. The second dream to be very, very sensitive to is repetitive dreams. A dream may not make sense. It may not look like it concerns you. But if the same dream comes the first time, comes a second time, comes a third time, I beg you, be careful about it. Repetitive dreams, you must be sensitive to them. Be sensitive to them. The third dream are nightmares from nowhere. You didn't have any kind of trauma, and then suddenly something just hits like that. You just get up in the night. For no reason, you just are in a battle, in an attack, in a situation that is so real. And there was nothing in your physical that God opened up to. It's not that you went to the village and you quarreled with your uncle, and you came back and they had a dream of a goat pursuing you. Is anybody hearing me? That's not something to hold on to so much. It could be if it's repetitive. But then a nightmare out of the blue. You just went to bed, everything was okay, and then suddenly the whole world exploded in your dream. Be careful. There's something is telling you. The fourth one is what I call faint but troublesome dreams. You woke up in the morning and you can hardly remember the dream, but it's worrying you. When you are asking yourself, I had a dream. The dream is so faint. You can't remember the beginning and the end of it, but it can't let you go. 2 days, 3 days, you are trying to remember. That's the time to get back on your knees and say, God, please, I need to have a clarity on this. Because that thing, why it is still replaying is because God wants you to be sensitive to it. There's something about that dream your spirit man needs to be aware of. The fifth one is dreams that etch themselves in your memory. Listen, there are dreams you had when you are 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years that you can remember them very clearly. Listen, if nothing about that dream has manifested or looks as real as what you saw, that dream may be speaking about the future. Once and again, you sit down and analyze it and see your present reality, how it connects to that dream. The reason it's still etched in your memory is because it's part of the journey you are going. So you had that dream, and the dream is just so real and so etched in your memory. But there's nothing in your life so far that reflects that. It's not about there, it's about then. The next one is prophetic dreams from authority figures. These are six dreams to be very careful about. Prophetic dreams from authority figures. What do you mean, pastor? You see, when you are married and out of your house and living with your husband's house, your mother is no longer an authority figure over you. Her bringing dreams to you shouldn't scare you. The day you left your mother's house and went to your husband's house, or you got married on the altar with your wife, your father and mother are no longer authority figures over you. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother. But as long as you are living under their authority, the authority figures over you, once in a while they can come to you. I will never forget. When I was in secondary school, one day, my mother, I was going from the Then we're having what they call this school quiz competition. And I was one of the people representing the school I came from. And then we are going for the competition. And we have won, and this was a final. So that day we're going for the something. So I came from the boarding house. So I said, let me just get to the house and pick up something. So I jumped in. My mother saw me and said, what are you doing here? I said, I just came from the school. We are going for this quiz competition and all that. He said, where? I told him, he said, it's in the radio station that broadcasting on radio and TV and all of that. I am one of those that are representing the school. This is the final before we go for national finals. My mother just looked at me with pity. I said, oh, sorry, you people lost. I said, Tophia, how can we lose? He said, no, you lost. And she gave me the exact figure she had in the dream. He said, oh, I didn't even know you people were going for competition today. In the dream yesterday, look at what I saw. You people are competing. You are sitting on this side. They were sitting on that side. And they beat you flat. Now, we got there. I was so angry. The food she was giving me, I refused to take. I said, she's wishing me bad. I got to the place. It was exactly the score. They beat us shaking. They won us. But my mother told me exactly the score before I got there. That's prophetic dream from authority figures. When your pastor says to you, this is what I saw, you better be careful. I know people use that to manipulate others. But when you have somebody you can trust, who comes to you with a prophetic dream, can be very careful. If a pastor of a church you are not a member of sends you a dream, he's not an authority figure over you. Disregard the dream. Am I talking to somebody here? So when somebody say, I went to that church, somebody gave a prophecy concerning you, the man there has no spiritual authority over you. So you don't get bothered. You just say, okay, and you ignore it. Because some people, when they tell them, oh, I saw you dying, and the person has no authority over you, and he said, you need to fast too. You need to sow seed though. They obey everything the person said. And they tell you, well, I didn't believe him. You are being foolish. The moment he instructs you to fast and you begin fasting, you are submitted yourself under his revelation. So the revelation now gains ascendancy over your spirit. But if he told you, go and fast, and you say, I'm not fasting, and you walk away, because it's not a spiritual covering over you, it has no effect over your life. You walk away. You can report to your man of God. He said, don't worry. In the name of Jesus, you're okay. And you walk away. But the moment you submit yourself under the instruction they gave you there, that instruction ropes you in because you have submitted under that authority. Now, as I'm going to give you a few general symbols and all of that, don't take the symbols and forget all these things I said earlier. That the symbols don't cancel out the environment. You must consider all. Let me look at the first one, houses and places. Houses and places. For example, your childhood home. General interpretation, things from your past. Your childhood home. General interpretation, things from your past. I always see myself where I grew up. It's just talking about unresolved issues from your past. General. Village home, ancestral links. General interpretation. Ancestral linkages. General interpretation, kitchen. Motherhood, relatives, general interpretation. Woman, general interpretation. Mechanic shop, something is out of order. Something needs to be repaired. General interpretation. You have to look at the atmosphere and the context. What of school, whether you're old school or new school? It's talking about growing up. It's talking about something you need to learn. It's talking about test is coming. I'm in the school. I'm in an exam hall. I woke up before the exam was done. Test is coming. All the things we have been teaching you in church. A trial is going to come in soon to show whether you are learning and growing your faith. It has nothing to do with your old school. God is saying, prepare yourself. Rebuild your faith. Look at the altars. Handle that because something is coming to challenge your faith tomorrow. But because you are used to thinking that every time you see yourself in the school, it has to do with ancestral yoke of your past. So you wake up in the morning, you start binding and losing. You're not asking, I say, where am I not growing in my walk with God? So you miss the test. And then when it happens, you get concerned and confused and you can't handle it. Okay, let's look at emotions. What of tears and nightmares? There may be warnings on decisions, and signs of danger. A nightmare can be a sign of danger. It can be a warning on decision you are taking. That's a general interpretation. But you have to look at the context again. I saw myself in a dream. Oh, I was by the beach like this. Everywhere was so serene. Serenity talks about assurance, reassurance, and visitation. I'm worried. Should I marry him? Should I not marry him and all that? And I saw myself in a place and everywhere so cool and so calm. As if, nothing challenging my life. You didn't see man. You didn't see altar. But God is saying to you, that proposal, go ahead. There's an assurance. Peace is going with you. Confusion means slow down on the decision. Confusion means mistake can be ongoing. That's general interpretation. There's a mistake ongoing. There's confusion here. Slow down. Don't go ahead. Mood changes. Talk about new seasons and relationship shifts. New seasons and relationship shifts. That's general interpretation. And that person I used to like, I just don't know what happened in a relationship in the night or like this and all that. I saw her and all, there was so much anger, so much this and all of that. There's a changing dynamic in your relationship. You need to check what is causing that change. Okay, let's look at journeys. Because many times you see yourself, I am driving. What do you mean by driving? You are taking responsibility. To drive a car is to take a responsibility to chart a course, to go in the direction. It means take a lead. That's generally driving. Being a passenger simply means somebody is influencing your destiny journey. I'm sitting in a car. I'm a passenger. The question is simply look at the atmosphere of the car. Is it positive or negative? If it's negative, somebody is negatively influencing your life decisions. Somebody is taking you to where you don't want to go. If it's positive, there's an influence over your life, but it's a positive one directing you. So that counsel that man gave you about your marriage, he did because it's the right counsel. If somebody came and counseled you about your marriage and the next day you saw yourself at the back of a car, somebody is driving you and it's a reckless driver, you just, no. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So this, you have to put it in a context of what you saw. Oh, we are driving. The road is so bad. A bad route talks about expect challenges. Then notice how it ends. I'm going somewhere. I'm about to get married. And I saw myself in a vehicle. And we are going for the traditional wedding. And everywhere, pothole. It doesn't mean don't marry her. No. It means expect challenges. But then the next question is, how did the road end? Did it brighten up? Or there was a ditch at the end? If it brightened up, then you have to go ahead. If there was a ditch at the end, don't go for that traditional wedding. So the environment tells you, this bad road, tomorrow is my traditional wedding. And I'm in the dream. And I saw potholes everywhere as we are going. That road is talking about expect what? Challenge. I saw, the road was so smooth. I'm asking myself, when did they do the road to my village now? They went, it's a highway. Something is telling you there's a smooth journey ahead of you. So, general interpretation, but you have to check the atmosphere and the context. Sometimes, we're talking about journeys. You see yourself wandering somewhere. That means you are not being intentional with your life. You're not seeking guidance. You're wasting your time. God is warning you that you're wasting time. You're not being intentional. Wake up and do something. That's wandering. Sometimes, you see yourself in company of people, friends, relatives. Check the environment. It's talking about your relationships. But you have to evaluate that environment to know, am I supposed to hang out with this man or not? The environment will tell you whether that will work for you or not. Then darkness talks about uncertainty. Darkness also talks about a need for urgency. Darkness can talk about ask for more information, gain clarity. So these are general things that you look at when you are dealing with others. Okay, let's deal with people. You look at gifts of friendship. Gifts of friendship. Somebody comes and gives you a gift. It can be just God is saying your prayers are answered. It can be an invitation to intimacy with somebody. So, general interpretation. Giving you a gift is not a crime. It's an invitation to a relationship. Or it can be a sign that God has said your prayers are answered. Now, sometimes you see fights and quarrels in the dream. Before you interpret them, understand how did it begin? What was my attitude? Because fights and quarrels in the dream talk about attacks. But you have to ask yourself, how did it begin? What was my attitude? How did it end? To be able to factor it in and analyze it well. Then sometimes we are having a discussion in the dream, a very serious discussion. Some people say, I saw pastor, he was talking to me about something. I woke up, I didn't remember. There's something we are preaching you need to remember. There are some statements we made you need to refer concerning what you are going through immediately. So discussions talk about revelations, instructions, issues to look into. Because one of the challenges of trying to interpret dreams is that people detach from their reality and trying to interpret dream in the air. And I saw my dead relatives. Their relatives sometimes talk about unresolved past issues. And most times they talk about that you are holding on to yesterday. It doesn't mean somebody is coming to take you to grave. There are some issues in your past that have not been resolved. They are dead, but they are not buried. They are dead and they are still speaking. You need to resolve them. You need to handle them. And sometimes you see interventions. Oh, my pastor came to the house, laid hands on me, and all that. Many times they're angelic visitations. The ministrations are spiritual coverings. It doesn't mean go and see pastor. It means God has intervened. You wake up in the morning, you get into thanksgiving. Not looking for prayer again. If you don't believe it has happened, going for prayer is a waste of time. That was a visitation. Confirming what you are looking for. You wake up in the morning, you go into thanksgiving mode. You just know this has been resolved. Then let me look at some experiences. Nakedness. I saw myself naked in the dream. There's a sinful habit you need to resolve. There's an issue of shame you need to handle. Your personality and identity crisis, you need to deal with them. Nakedness in the dream is not about spiritual attack. It's about there are some things in your life that are issues of shame you need to address that can bring shame on your journey. I saw myself in the bedroom talking about cleansing, talking about behavior change, and talking about prepare for a journey. What is the context? Seeing yourself naked in the bathroom is not a bad thing. You are taking a bath. When people take a bath, they are preparing for exposure. They are preparing for a journey. Talking about behavior change. Change some things. Wash up some things in your life and move on. Eating in the dream. In fact, most of the eating in the dream is simply starvation of the soul. Inner famishing. It simply means you are not feeding yourself spiritually. You don't have word in you. You don't spend time with God. It's not demon. It's just God telling you, I need you to feed yourself. Okay, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody here who is honest enough to say, when I was a younger Christian, once in a while I used to have dreams of eating in the dream. And I prayed about it, I rebuked it, and it stopped. And then, now that I've been growing in the faith, I'm now a deacon, I'm a pastor, suddenly it began again. If you check in the season it began, what you tell yourself is simply, I don't understand. It's like my prayer life is not okay, this and that. But listen, all it's telling you simply, you have stopped growing. You have stopped feeding yourself. Because why it ended the first time is because you are growing your faith and growing your walk with God. And that thing dropped. Now you are famished inside. You are fasting. You are laying hands, but you are not in the word. Your inner man is empty and hungry. So in the night, God is showing you good food. Come back to the table. Now, what of when the atmosphere is demonic? Then somebody is trying to poison you. You take authority over that one. That's why we say, check the atmosphere. Check the atmosphere. What of sex? Sex many times talks about sexual attraction. You are building up an attraction towards somebody. It may not be the person you saw, but something is happening in your heart. You need to check it before it goes too far. Or for some people, it's talking about an emphasis of marriage. But when it is persistent concerning one kind of person and all of that, you keep seeing the person coming. It's talking about spiritual marriages that you need to break. So the environment determines what you handle. So you suddenly find out, I'm getting close to somebody. And then suddenly I am having a sexual dream. God is saying to you, you're about to cross a boundary. That relationship, that fellowship, that casual something is transitioning to something that can wreck you. You need to withdraw a little bit. It may not be the face of the person you are relating with. It may be any other person. But God is saying, there is somebody you are close to that you need to draw back now. So you get up in the morning, start binding mommy water. When all you needed to do is simply watch out on a relationship. You buy mommy water and next 2 weeks you are falling into sin. You say, I said it. They were attacking me. Nobody attacked you. You were being warned. You didn't listen. So, but when the environment is this repetitive dream of somebody coming to rape me or somebody coming to molest me, sure, that's a demonic spiritual union that needs to be broken. It's talking about covenant. But if you are 35, 36, 37, and you are not yet married and you have sexual dream, God is saying to you, it's not good to be alone. It's time to marry. Take authority. Call in the husband or wife. The environment tells you the interpretation. Don't just take one interpretation. Ask yourself, what's the environment? What's the context? Oh, I was in the dream. There was so much wonderful music. It's talking about inspiration. It's talking about freedom. Talking about refreshing and relief. That's the atmosphere of it. What of weather? You talk about rain. You can talk about flood. Flood talks about addiction. Rain talks about outpouring. Then you see storms. That's talking about challenges coming. General interpretation. What of fire? Fire talks about passion. Talks about energy. Fire talks about anger. And sometimes destruction. You need to notice the environment also and the atmosphere. What of death? Death doesn't mean somebody is going to die. It means the end of an era or a season. Death can be also be instruction to end something. But then, when the death is either accidental or you can see the environment very sad and all that, it can be danger you need to start praying about. So you saw yourself attending a funeral and you are one of those carrying the casket to go and put there and you don't even know whose funeral it is. There is something in your life, God is saying, end this season. Bury that thing and move on. There's something going on in your life that needs to end if you're going to move to your next level. Go and bury that thing. It can be a relationship. It can be a lifestyle. It can be anything. So it's not that somebody is about to die in your family. Interpret it within the context of what life is showing you and what you're going through. Oh, I saw myself in a dream. I was giving birth. That's talking about new experiences coming. New possibilities. It means that the dreams you have been carrying is time to give birth to them. There are some things you are carrying in your spirit is time to give birth to. It doesn't mean that somebody slept with you in the dream and you are pregnant in the dream. You are giving birth to spiritual children. So people just give foolish interpretations without context. Now, if you are going to some succubi assault, incubi assault, that means spirit husband or spirit wife assault. You can interpret things like that based on, I am having an assault in the night. So something is attacking me to keep me from getting pregnant. But if you are somebody who is a young person with a big dream and all of that, God is saying that thing you have been praying for and desiring is time to come out. You need to start that new business. You need to start that new ministry. You need to start something. That's why you are giving birth in the dream. New beginnings, new experiences, new possibilities. So don't always look for general interpretation. Ask yourself, how does this relate to me and my environment? Not what is the general interpretation.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.